everyone. Welcome back to On the Block, the podcast where we just talk about Big Brother. We talk with people who like Big Brother. We talk with people who are on Big Brother. I am Madison McGee, your host, super fan, and reality TV producer myself. So let's just dive in. We have a lot to unpack because we're kind of covering a lot today. We're going through from jump to now. We just watched Pooch get evicted last night, and things are looking strange. They were looking strange from the beginning, but it's just even stranger than we could have predicted. Truly expect the unexpected, I guess. So week one, we start with the cast reveal, which was very lackluster. I think it was probably the most anticlimactic cast reveal we've had in a really long time. So we're starting to see that we're not really that interested in these people from jump. That really hasn't changed much, I'm going to be honest, for me at least, up to this point. I just don't feel as invested as I usually do. So we'll see how they draw us in and get us to love them maybe by the end, or maybe not. We'll see. So we dive in with the first live move-in, first HOH, Daniel wins. There's a backstage boss, which goes to Pooch, and then he chooses three people to be backstage pass holders. We've got Paloma, Alyssa, and Brittany sort of in this weird position. They're in jeopardy of going home, but in a very backdoorish way. It's not looking great for any of them, but Daniel still gets to nominate two people for the block. So he nominates Michael, he nominates Terrence. Michael, who at this point is one of my favorite people, just from jump, from the initial first impressions of the cast reveal, the interviews, and him on this first episode, I'm loving him. So he is on the block. Terrence is on the block, who is the oldest person in the house. So no surprise there. That's always an easy target, which really doesn't make sense because there's a lot of competitions where the oldest person could be great. We're looking at mental comps, endurance comps potentially. You just never know. And it's so early to be pinning a target on someone's back just because they're older than everyone else. It's not like they're 90 years old, you know? Anyways, that's just not a strategy I would use, but that's what Daniel is doing here. So they are on the block. We have the first veto and Michael wins the veto. Of course, King. He loves Big Brother. He's channeling Janelle, as he says. He knows what he's doing. So he really was striving for that veto, manifested a win for himself. And that's just how that went. So he wins the veto and he is starting to talk a little bit more with Taylor, who at this point is completely ostracized from the house. From jump, Paloma has this smear campaign against her for no reason. Unconscious bias. We know the reason. And it's not really making a lot of sense, but is getting everyone to turn on Taylor. So these people aren't including her in normal conversation. They aren't including her in game conversation. They aren't including her in alliance formations, nothing. And it's feeling like no one's even really giving this girl a chance. Now, look, I get it. From first impressions, you can kind of pin out who's going to do really well, who's going to be a smooth talker, who's maybe a good strength competitor, endurance competitor. And those are all valid reasons to have your eye on someone. There really isn't a reason to hate or bully someone ever, but especially in these first few days, you don't know them. And in my perspective, if someone is a seemingly strong competitor, maybe you include them in your alliance because at this point, numbers is everything. You just want to get far enough before you start tackling, oh, who should I really get out? That's just my opinion. That's clearly not what they were doing. Don't really know all the things behind it, but that's where we are. They're not really treating Taylor well. She's clearly very upset because she's just sad. I mean, it's really, she's not even mad. I feel like you can tell that she's just really sad and it's really heavy on her. So Michael starts to befriend Taylor and you can tell that he kind of has a feeling if he uses his veto on himself, which of course he has to, Taylor's probably going on the block. So Taylor goes on the block. And Paloma, the person who's really driving this Taylor hate, goes from sort of bullying to having like a manic episode. We see her really spiraling at this point in the game, which is very early. So she's like really going through something. She ends up self-evicting. However, because she was someone who could have potentially gone home in that first eviction, they rule that as the eviction for the week. So Daniel has put three people on the block with no one going home. Very uncomfortable, very awkward, could put him in a vulnerable position, but somehow he's still getting out unscathed from that. And we move on to the next HOH competition just like that. Jasmine wins after getting hurt in the first competition, after potentially touching the ground. Look, I wasn't there. I didn't see it in person, but I saw what I saw on the video. And if we have to roll the tape back, we might as well, right? Like, she clearly touched the ground. But anyways, what's done is done. She is the HOH. She nominates Taylor because she doesn't like Taylor. Eye roll. She then nominates Pooch because Pooch volunteered to go on the block. Eye roll. Come on. What is happening in this house? Pooch is a fan of the game. He knows how this goes. Pawns go home. But he did it, and what's done is done. They're on the block. Michael wins the veto again. We have these super fans doing things that they shouldn't be doing this early. Pooch volunteering to go on the block. Michael winning two vetoes in a row when you're not even on the block. Just let it be. Didn't even use it. There was really no reason for him to win it. Kind of painting a target on his back. But nonetheless, there we are. He doesn't use the veto. Taylor and Pooch stay on the block. And the house completely flips. It's really shocking to see someone who was completely hated by the house, someone who's really loved by the house, and the whole house just really flip. And by the end of it, they don't even hate Pooch. They just get him out. It's really wild to watch. And it's a 12-0 vote. Pooch goes home. You can tell he's surprised. He had no idea. I mean, honestly, I don't think we've seen a level of blindside like this in a while where the beans didn't spill at all. Not even like a question. There wasn't like at the end kind of a gut feeling. Pooch was completely shocked. It was crazy. So that's happening. And then we see on the episode on Sunday night that, of course, Turner is the new HOH. Now, Turner's someone who I didn't expect to like. I don't totally hate. So we've watched on the live feeds over the weekend, Kyle and Alyssa getting cozy, starting to like each other, blah, 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 giving Tyler and Angela vibes from BB20. And Kyle getting a lot of information from Alyssa and running with it for his own game. This I like to see. We see Kyle, Monty, Turner, Taylor, Michael, Brittany, and Joseph are in this room and they form the Leftovers Alliance. Now, this is the shit we like to see. They form this alliance based on the information from Alyssa that there's this all-girls alliance, that they don't really like Taylor. Kyle and Joseph really start to feel bad that this is all happening to Taylor, and they bring her in, which is a smart move. And we've got some of my favorite people now in this alliance. And they have the potential to really run this game. You've got really strong competitors, people who are winning things, all in this alliance. And so they have this plan. Now we've got Michael and Brittany on the block from Turner, which is interesting. And they win the veto. Now this is when this alliance starts to form. And of course they win the veto because Michael is just on fire at this point and really needs to chill. So they obviously use it on themselves because we have this bestie twist, which has Michael and Brittany paired together. They can't be on the block or not be on the block without the other person. Turner's partner is Jasmine, kind of because she was the last person left. So she's safe for the week. She can't go on the block. But Amira and Terrence are paired together. And they, as of this afternoon, are the replacement nominees. And the plan is for Amira to go home, but she thinks the plan is for Terrence to go home, and it's about to get really messy. We see Daniel very surprised. It sounds like the whole house is sort of either shocked, pretending to be shocked. You have the Leftovers Alliance really playing up the part, acting like they are so upset. They can't believe it. What's going on? I thought Taylor was going on the block. And then you have everyone else actually genuinely sad and confused and trying to figure out what the heck is going on, realizing that they maybe aren't in the know. And so it's getting really interesting now. This is starting to be where I'm a little bit more fascinated by the game, starting to get a little bit more invested. We will see what happens. This will catch us up. I'm sorry, this is a spoiler to Wednesday night, where we will see this veto get used. Amira and Terrence go up on the block. And on Thursday, we will have another live eviction. We will see what happens. We will see if the house doesn't flip, if they do flip, who goes home, what their reaction is. I think that they would be very smart to get Amira out now, but time will tell. We have this bestie twist, which would leave Terrence by himself. I think that's a smart play. Amira alone could probably do some damage. So we'll see what they do. We'll see kind of what happens with this, but it's going to get really interesting, and I'm going to be here to talk about it with you and with my guests. So this week, I'm very excited. We have a special interview with Pooch, who was just eliminated from the house. He talks to me all about what happened, what he thinks happened, how he had no idea about it, his thoughts on Taylor, what's going on there, and if he's holding any grudges for his blindside eviction. I'm really excited for you to hear it. I'm so glad that I got to talk to him and just hear his thoughts of what was going on and kind of get his side of things from this incredible blindside that really shocked him and some other people in the house. Poor Joseph had to let his friend go, and what he thinks is going to happen the rest of the season. So now here's my interview with Pooch. I hope you enjoy. Please like, subscribe, rate, review wherever you're listening. And I will see you next time. I'm Madison McGee, and here's my interview with Pooch.
What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Dude, as you could see, a mess. But I'm doing good. Really excited. You know, obviously, it was really cool, the experience I just went through. And wish it lasted a little bit longer, but it was awesome, man. It was so cool. So glad I went through and ended up having the opportunity.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I guess we can just kind of dive right in. You're a fan of the show. You've watched the show. So what was it like, you know, going through the initial process where you're getting these calls, you're going through these rounds of interviews, and then you're like, oh my God, I might actually be on this show.
No, it's incredible, because I never did anything like that in my life. Not even, this was my first time applying, going through the process, you know, that is incredible. That, you know, you think is, you almost, the first call I got back from California, I called my mom and I was like, this is hysterical. I actually got one phone call. Like, nothing else is going to happen from it. But it's just, I was like, oh, it's just cool that even happened to reach out one time. And then you go deeper and deeper in the process and you get closer and closer. And they do such a good job of literally making you have no idea whether, you know, really making it. You know, you feel like you're getting closer and closer, but at the same time, you really have no idea. And you're like, hey, out of all the people that apply, what are the chances that I actually get on? So they do an amazing job kind of keeping it hidden, where when they kidnap you, they literally kidnap you, which is the coolest experience ever. But it was something where, until it actually happened and I walked through the door, my mind, the way it works is I was like, okay, when is not something going to go wrong, but when is this whole like dream going to stop or end? You know, I was like, when am I going to get COVID and get kicked off the show? When is, you know, when do I find out I'm an alternate? So until I actually walked through the doors and had that feeling, it truly was amazing.
Wow. That is really cool. So when you find out you're going on the show, it's like the day of, you're standing in front of Julie Chen Moonves. What was it like? What were you thinking when you first walked in the house? Were you immediately going to strategy, or were you just like, oh my gosh, I'm in the house?
I think it was, oh my God, I'm in the house. My hand was shaking. I've never had my hand, you know, being a football coach, I've coached in some pretty cool atmospheres and usually pretty level-headed, could stay calm, but my hand was shaking and I didn't know why. You know, it's just because the experience is so cool and, you know, it's like nothing, you know, you can't believe it's happening. I did not want to be the last group of people to go into the house, you know, because you're just like, you'd like to, you know, feel that you're in it right away with everybody, you know, just the small connections from eye contact to small jokes, everything. So you just don't want to feel left out in a sense. So when we got in the house too, we didn't bring bags. So when our group walked in, it looked like nobody else was in the house because everybody was in the backyard already and there was no bags on beds or anything like that. So the first thing I thought about was, you know, I just want to, hopefully get to meet these people, but now having to grab a ticket, you know, which would punch what competition you're in. You just wanted to grab a ticket and kind of, yeah, my head was everywhere. I was going crazy on the inside, on the
oh
inside.
Oh my gosh. That's strictly, so you know, cool.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. It was so cool.
Oh, I love that. So as a fan of the game, what was your strategy going in? Like, what were you thinking? This is how I'm going to make it to the end.
For sure. Being a fan, it was something where I knew what my personality and the way I wanted to play the game, I wouldn't be a floater, and I did not want to be a floater. I didn't want to go home after 2 weeks either, but things happen. It was something where, you know, I knew my personality, and sometimes I just can't shut up, and it's unfortunate because if I just did, it probably would help me a little bit more. But, you know, I wanted to make big plays. I wanted to, you know, go after big targets. And the toughest part was that truly the cast was amazing. Amazing. I know I'm gonna have 15 best friends after the show, and I can't wait to hang out every single one of them together. So I truly went in, and you're kind of hoping that, hey, if you don't like these people, it makes it a little bit easier. But once you form the bond and, you know, truly enjoyed being with the group, I knew that the game was going to be tough.
Yeah. That's interesting. So you didn't want to be a floater. How did your strategy, or did it at all, change once you met people? Were you thinking maybe I should try to float a little bit, or were you really ready to like play right away?
Yeah, I mean, I love the game. I love the game. The thing I miss the most about not being in the house right now is playing the game. You know, being such a Big Brother fan and being on the show, my mind was always going game. You know, I love talking to everybody and getting personable and learning such cool things about every single person in the house. But at the same time, I was always thinking, what can I do to get to the end? And I was trying to, even week one and week two, I was trying to get my resume ready, which sounds crazy. But when I got to the end, if I was fortunate enough to be like, hey, from week one, two, I did this, you know, because everybody in the house was so likable, where I knew if I got down to the end and if it was based on personality, and it would have been tough for me. It would have been tough. But I knew if I could go, hey, I did this week one, I did this week two. And like the whole thing with Taylor, Taylor's an amazing woman, and we are so similar because we speak our mind. And that's why I saw a lot of myself in her. And that's why I was intimidated, for sure. You know, Taylor's a badass female. And it was something where, you know, I thought if people want to try and get her out of the house right now, that works for me because I know she's going to be a problem in the game. And I knew last week, us sitting there, whatever one the house, you know, decided to keep was going to be a problem in the game. I think Taylor's going to be a problem in a good way.
Yeah. That's actually really interesting. So you and Taylor are on the block. I can't help but notice she's wearing like comp clothes. Like she looks like she's ready to play in a competition. And you're kind of wearing like, you know, what you would probably wear like out.
Yeah, for sure.
What were did you have any idea that you might have been going home? Like what was the thought there?
No, so I was truly shocked. My facial expression showed the best because I was kind of smiling a little bit and just went, almost, you know, and it was something where I had no idea. I didn't know the votes was going to be 12-0. I had no idea it was going to be. I knew there was a shot. And I knew if there was one time that I got to meet Julie Chen, it couldn't be in gym shorts and a tank top. So my plan was, if things went as planned, I was going to say goodbye to Taylor. She would have been leaving the house, not me. And then right after I said goodbye, I had my clothes, which I grabbed after my speech, once I did get kicked out. I had my competition clothes ready where I would have just got changed, probably right in my boxers, put on a tank top and shorts in about 30 seconds. But it wasn't because I had any idea, and I kind of had to go around the house and make sure I was like, hey, this isn't me conceding. This is me just, if I do meet Julie Chen Moonves, you know, the one of the loves of my life, I'm not going to do it in a tank top and gym shorts.
Yeah. Wow. That's actually so interesting.
Really, wow.
So, I mean, come on, volunteering to go on the block. What were you thinking?
You know, my downfall is too, I'm such a fan of Dr. Will. And I spoke about it yesterday on the winner circle with Cody and his podcast. And he was awesome. The whole Big Brother alumni has been great. But he was fearless in the way he did things. But what I'm realizing now is he never put himself up on the block. He spoke about it, you know, as a psychological tactic, but he actually never said, hey, I'm going to go sit there. And it was something where I thought, you know, just hopefully being liked in the house where I, and knowing that Taylor was such a threat that I was like, I want to make sure Taylor goes home because she's going to be an issue for my game. You know, she's going to be strictly game. You know, I'm going to be in trouble if she stays here because she's a strong competitor. And, you know, looking back at it now, I wish I aligned with her in a sense and used it more to my benefit, you know, than going against Taylor and really worked with her. But there's something going on the block. I know the pawn. And it's not like I don't watch the show. It's not like, oh, this is the first time this happened. No, I know the pawn goes home, man. I knew it. I was saying it. And they don't even show in the DR sessions. But I was like, you know, if they don't take this shot, they're missing. I was like, if they do it, it's great gameplay. They should be thinking about it. And I really did not think they had it in them. The one thing I learned that was a lot of the people on the show, and I won't go into detail because that's their own, you know, whether they want to share it or not, but a lot of people were recruited. And I found out I was one of the very few that was not recruited. So I knew that, you know, I love the show. I'm a big fan. And I didn't know a lot of them I knew watched the show a little bit and were fans, but you definitely try and hide your fandom because you don't want to be labeled as a super fan. But I definitely thought there were some people that, you know, haven't watched the show as much as I have. And it was something where I was like, hey, they're not going to take a shot at the pawn. Like if somebody else did that and I was sitting on the other side of the house, I would have been doing the same thing. I was like, is he an idiot? He's going up as a pawn, yada, yada. So.
No, that is interesting. And we've seen it and it's very noticeable when someone has seen like one season versus watched the show their whole life. It is interesting that you kind of used going up as a strategy for the people who didn't know a lot about the game.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting read on your house guest. And it could have played well in your favor, but you know, once you find that one super fan who's also in the house kind of starting that chatter, it was game over, right?
I felt it right away too. I knew I made the mistake. I honestly didn't expect it in the sense that everybody was so nice. You know, I really didn't think they had it in them to screw me, which is dumb. It's a game of Big Brother, you know, and I knew how hard it is to get on the show and, you know, what it takes, you know, for mentally, strategically. And I knew that this would happen. You know, I didn't know, but at the same time I knew, you know?
Yeah, that's really interesting. Wow. So you had the Oasis as like your strongest alliance, but you were also close with Kyle, and obviously you were close with Joseph, who is your number one probably in the house. Was there anyone else that you thought maybe was like really riding for you that you were close with that maybe we didn't see, or were those like really your strongest people?
I don't know if y'all saw, but Turner's my guy. Me and Turner are like this, which is crazy because we're such different people, but that's why, you know, this game is awesome because you meet people that I not in a bad way, but I only have one friend that looks like Turner, and I don't know if he has one friend that looks like me before going into the house, you know, which is hysterical. Like it shows obviously that me and Joseph cuddling with each other 24/7 got more of a social media presence and, you know, more of a hot topic. But me and Turner probably hung out more in the house than I did with Joseph. And me and Joseph were like this, but me and Turner, man, he's gonna be one of my best friends after this. I know for sure.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. So are you sad? Did it sting at all that this vote was 12? I mean, it was 12-0. You had, you know, at least you'd think Joseph maybe would throw you a vote. Was that hurtful, or do you think that was better for their game?
No, it's better for that game. Absolutely. You know, it stings. And when you're, everybody has an ego, right? Everybody has confidence. And when I heard the 12-0, I'm thinking, oh, I was like, your boy's good. I'm in the clear. I was like, because I at least got one of the two votes. So I was like, wow. I was like, the whole house really must have gotten on the same page and just wanted to make sure Taylor went home. And I was ready to, you know, turn around, hug Taylor, get ready to go and play in the competition. I truly had no idea I'd be walking out the door. And I think it was because we all know how hard it was to get on the show, and nobody wanted to crush my dreams that it was ending, you know? And it was crazy because right before we sat down to do the vote, I saw Turner and Joseph speaking in the kitchen. And I saw Joseph go up to Turner and then walk away. And I was like, dude, what was that about? And I was like, everything cool? And he was like, Turner said to me, he goes, yeah. He goes, he just asked me what I was going to do. And I told him what I was going to do. And that was his way of saying, I think that was that last quick debate of, yo, do we throw Pooch some votes or do we go with the house? And I understand the game. You can't isolate yourself. You have to go with the house, or, you know, puts a target on your back for no reason.
Yeah, wow. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
It's
So you
crazy.
had the unique position, which I think has only happened once before, of being able to watch your own eviction
I
from
know, which was
home.
unreal.
So what was it like, sort of? I mean, you say you were shocked, and we clearly saw that on your face. What was it like being able to see what was happening behind the scenes that you
Yes.
didn't see?
So I, you know, Twitter filled me in more. I mean, people on Twitter are out of their mind in a good way. I mean, the support that the show gets from the fans is incredible. I need to go back and watch the first couple episodes because I have not yet, just getting back this weekend. But yes, watching yesterday live and kind of seeing how everything went about behind the scenes and the girls being like this, and, you know, just being a rock, you know, and kind of being my downfall or demise in a sense, was it was pretty cool to watch. It was upsetting, obviously. I wish I was still there. Love the game, want to still be playing the game. But getting to watch it now, kind of from the behind the scenes, is pretty cool.
Yeah, so it does sound like you really had no idea. So they were pretty good at keeping this all on the DL while living with you in this house.
For sure. I spoke to everybody before the votes obviously happened, and I was like, yo, like, I got your back. Like, we're good, right? And they're like, yo, they were like, we are good. Like, we are good to go, man. I was like, yeah, I spoke, sat down with Amira, and I was like, Amira, I got you. You know, and it was trying to get, I wasn't trying to be annoying, but I was trying to confirm in their mind that, you know, I, you know, wanted to make sure they knew they were good in my book, you know, and that I had different targets for next week, which is crazy. Cause if I stayed in the game, I would have made a mistake. Cause if I won HOH, which is so, I need to apologize, and I'm going to Joseph, because I thought he was the one kind of planting that seed of getting me out, which is absurd, because Joseph was one of the guys that had my back to a T. So make in a sense, I'm kind of happy, because if I, you know, they tricked me, because I really thought it was Joseph. And when I spoke to people, they were confirming that. They're like, yeah, Joseph is acting weird. Joseph is doing this, that. So it was almost like they were trying, like two best friends, you know, to get to go at each other. And it might have happened if I stayed in the house a little longer.
Wow, yeah. And that paranoia in the house, it really does that to you. You don't
Oh,
know
it's
who to
crazy.
believe, who to trust. Oh,
Yeah,
that's so crazy.
for sure.
So now you're home, you're chilling. It sounds like, which I think is very respectable, you have no hard feelings. You're just
No.
like, no, you're not mad at, there's no one you're mad at. No one you're like, oh, we need to sit down and have a chat.
Man, I love them, dude. I love, and I want to be mad because I love the game, but I love that cast. We're gonna be such great friends after. And it's the thing that sucks right now is I'm not, I, you know, I loved living with them, loved hanging out with them all day, and I'm really gonna miss that. I really am. Playing the game and missing the cast are the two things that, you know, I respect the gameplay. They made a great move off of their games. Do I wish the Oasis stayed rock solid and had my back? Because I was, you know, I was going to be, and hopefully showed how loyal I was to them. And the reason I put myself up as a pawn was to make sure that not one of the guys or me and another guy got put up, you know. So it was something where, do I wish they were as loyal to me as I was to them? For sure. Am I mad about it? No, it's a game.
Yeah, wow. Who do you think now has the best chance at winning the whole thing?
I think Kyle is in a great spot, you know, little innocent baby Kyle, the other half of the Blue Eyed Bash Bros. He's in a good spot, you know, because he's in with the guys and he's in with the girls. You know, it helps that Alyssa is in love with him. And if she doesn't say it, she's a liar. So, yes, Alyssa, we all know. But it helps that, you know, she's in with the guys, or he's in with the guys, in the sense where he really is a cool dude, and it helps him that he gets to hang out with the girls.
Yeah, it's true. So if you could do it over again, what would you do differently?
Let me think. Maybe not go up as a pawn. That'd probably be a good start, right? For sure. No, man. The thing is, I can't be mad at myself for playing the game. You know, was I overplaying? Probably. That's everybody I spoke to. I wasn't on anybody's radar. You know, when I spoke to people around the house, they were kind of like, dude, why'd you do it? And I really underestimated the people, in a sense where I didn't think they would take the shot that early. You know, I really thought with personal agendas and them, you know, for whatever reason, not getting along with Taylor, where they would really just put her out for that sense. But it made no sense in the game aspect. So they made the right move, absolutely.
Yeah, wow. So is there anyone in the house, and you kind of mentioned maybe Taylor, that you didn't align with, that looking back, you maybe should have aligned with?
I think Michael early on, obviously the kid is a comp beast. And I didn't play in too many competitions, but in each one I did play, he kicked my ass both times. The HOH one, even though he is 6'4", but I'm not making excuses. He got me. And then the mermaid challenge, he got my ass again. So Michael definitely aligning with him would have, you know, I think been very helpful.
Yeah. Do you think that he would have gotten you farther if you had aligned with him?
Yes. Anytime anybody wins too many competitions, it ends up being a little bit of a target, you know, so he does have to be careful because it's going to come up and it's going to be a reason to put him up. Obviously he was on the block, but he won again, as we heard. But yeah, I think he being aligned with Michael definitely and Taylor really would have helped me in the game for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. The Taylor situation. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've been on Twitter. You've seen all the things. From your perspective, why do you think the house just completely ostracized her from a game perspective, seemingly from a personal perspective? Like, there was not really any inclusion of her in conversations, game or otherwise. No one was really taking the time to get to know her. What was happening from your perspective in the house regarding all of that?
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly. She's an alpha badass female. Taylor is badass. I can't say it enough. You know, she's someone that we knew would be a problem in this game, you know, in a good way. You know, she's going to be a strong competitor. And I don't even want to say, like, make it seem like I'm just saying it to say, me and Taylor are going to be very good friends after this. And something where, you know, even things I did where I'd be like, oh, Taylor's annoying. She's annoying. I had to do that because I was sitting on the block next to her. You know, I needed to hopefully make confirm that she was going home. You know, I was trying to use that to my advantage. And it was strictly gameplay. And I get that people, you know, where's the level of game and, you know, real life, you know, where it's hard. You got to border the line and hover. And I would never be disrespectful. I would never, you know, personally attack anybody. And I do feel that, you know, Taylor in the house, we wanted to make sure she still felt welcomed and still wanted, you know, include her in things and be around. And I get it that, you know, I mean, she, like I said, she got my ass, you know, she got me. So in the end, she ended up getting me. Came back to bite me. But yeah, I hope that, you know, Taylor, I know she's receiving the love out here in the real world. And I think hopefully she, you know, we'll see that obviously whenever, if she wins the game or gets voted out, whenever. But I hope she's feeling the love in the house too, obviously.
Yeah. So it's really interesting. It is clear that she is like a strong competitor. Mm-hmm. You know, she's holding it down kind of by herself on an island, but still maintaining, like, you know, this very strong presence. I'm curious where you said that was sort of like threatening to you and you didn't really want to work with her because of that. Mm-hmm. And other people maybe are feeling the same way. Why wouldn't that be a reason to work with her? You know what I mean? Like, you want to build strong alliances with strong people. I mean, we saw this last year with Kylan. He wanted to compete against the best. He wanted to beat the best. He didn't want to get out good players. He wanted to get out all the weak people and then compete against the best in the end. Why wouldn't people want to bring Taylor, who is seemingly a strong competitor? It's still early. We don't really know, but seemingly that way. Why wouldn't they want to have her in their alliance, working with her? That sort of thing.
Yeah. So the one thing with Taylor, for whatever reason, it was, you know, a lot of people in the house did not want to work with her. I think it's probably people were intimidated. And it was something where me and Taylor, and I don't think he was even shown or not enough. We had a lot of good conversation game wise, but I think we both wouldn't confirm our allegiance to each other because at least I knew if it was me and her, we would have been seen as a duo, you know, which is very scary in the game because people, any type of showmance, bromance, you know, duo, it's a reason to go after two people. So I knew if it was something where I wanted to work with Taylor, it would have been tough because I don't know how many other people would have been on board early in the game. And I think it would have, you know, made me stand out. I see now the alliance that the guys made, the leftovers, was awesome, where I believe it's Kyle, Monty, Joseph, Turner, Taylor, which is amazing and super smart because she's a free agent in the game. I'm not being on either side of the house where I was saying it in the DR sessions. I was saying, hey, if the girls don't vote me out and take Taylor and use her to go after big targets, I was like, that's stupid. And it's exactly not what the girls did, what the guys ended up doing, actually, which is super smart.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I think what the plan, if I did win, it was able to, I was hoping to put up Indy and Joseph and kind of shock people in a way where they'd say, why is he going after Joseph? And I would just sell that Indy and Joseph for a pair, yada, yada. But I mean, Indy really would have been the target the whole time.
Oh, that's interesting.
Crazy.
That could have been a good play. And then Joseph could have been like, oh, I'm mad at him. And then people don't see you as a duo.
So we'll never know, though, because Pooch the Pawn will go down in history. I screwed the pooch.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's so interesting. So what's next for you? You have the summer. What are you going to do with your time?
Dude, I don't even know. I'm just going to enjoy myself, you know, being back in the real world. It was, you know, it's happened quickly and a lot's going on. I'm still trying to catch up. I had my, you know, got my phone yesterday for the first time in a month, which is, in today's day and age, incredible. And it's going crazy. You know, it was something where, you know, I'm a normal guy. I'm a normal dude. I'm not, some of them I knew had Instagram followers and TikToks and this and that. You know, I wasn't used to any of this. I'm just a normal, you know, Joe Pucciarelli from Staten Island, New York, you know, and I don't know if I'm going to get back into coaching. I know I love sports. That's my passion. Doing something potentially in sports media or possibly something with Barstool would be amazing. That'd be a dream come true for me. But I really don't know what's next. You know, I'm kind of open for anything. I mean, I love adventures. I love exploring. Want to see more of the world. You know, I learned a lot about the people in the house. A lot of them travel and, you know, adds, you know, more culture to them and new, a lot of cool people. So, man, I don't know what's next. I'm excited to see what's next, though, and can't wait.
I love that. That's so cool. Are you coming back for the finale? Is it live? Do you know? Or will it be like virtual?
Yeah. So we spoke about it a little bit once I left on Thursday before I went home back to New York. They spoke about that. It kind of depends with COVID. I really hope I get to go back, you know, especially this was the first time I've been to LA and I was locked in a hotel room for 2 weeks and then locked in the house for 2 weeks. So for being in LA for a whole month, I didn't see much. You know, I had a great experience, loved it, but I would love to go back, love to see everybody, and then obviously hopefully go out and kind of enjoy LA a little bit with everybody.
Yeah, that's so great. Well, thank you so much for doing this. No, it was such a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah, for sure.